CliffCentral.com. Well, it's time for Anthea. You know, every time I hear another version of this, I'm just blown away that there are so many different versions of your song.
And it's fantastic, right? All of them are good.
I hope they play this on stage if you ever walk on to make a speech.
All the time.
Yeah. Do they?
Have you not seen it?
They do?
I mean, come on.
No, that's amazing. All right, good. So it's time for the Money Shot. Anthea Gardner is here, and let's find out what's happening.
So coronavirus is pretty much still ruling the markets. Investors are really nervous at the moment. You know, last week, at the beginning of the week, China suddenly one day said there were 200 and odd cases more than they thought. And so the way they're measuring it changes. But it's more than that. I think the tangible kind of consequences of coronavirus are starting to show now. So you've had two top officials in China replaced. You've had Hong Kong landlords slashing rents by 50% just to entice their tenants to kind of ride out this virus. Europe is now starting to worry that it's going to go into recession because there's just not enough consumer demand from Asia. And actually, I think just generally not enough travel. People are really nervous. Even commodities, we've seen quite a bit of a bottleneck around shipping of commodities going on at the moment. So coronavirus finally having tangible impact on the market. Mm. And, of course, markets coming off because of it.
Sure.
And then back home, Sona, that was dull. Wow. I mean, I'm so glad I'm not a political analyst. I actually couldn't sit through it.
That was infuriating, but we'll leave that alone.
Okay.
I've moved on.
What's surprising, though, is that Moody's said that they were quite happy, or I should say they took President Ramaphosa's speech in a good light.
All right.
Yeah, which was quite interesting. I mean, so we've got the budget next week, and that's the real consequential speech, if you like. So, and that'll make a big difference about whether or not the ratings agencies downgrade us. I feel like a downgrade is priced in, and Moody's have pretty much come to the end of their tether. I can't imagine them delaying a downgrade. So wait for that next week. And then a little bit more bad news.
Uh-oh.
Anglo Gold announced that they're selling their last asset in South Africa to Harmony Gold for 4.4 billion rand, which is basically less than half the book value. They've decided.
I hate to tell you this, Anthea.
They're
done.
This
is old news for us. We knew about this last week already.
Oh, I'm so sorry. How did you all know about this? Did you replace me last week? What's the Leo in here?
So, all right, but this isn't a good story because these guys have been part of South African mining for like 100 years.
And if they're selling it for half the book value, does that just mean they want to get out of here ASAP?
It's a fire sale, yeah.
Oh,
so selling it for cheap.
A fire sale?
Yeah.
Okay, I'll be using that 3 more times this week.
Okay, good.
Aren't you glad I come in on a Monday?
Oh, it's a fire sale,
like,
guys.
Every phrase. Fire. I mean, so it's not just us, you know. They're also selling out of operations in Mali and Argentina, saying that they're going to focus on Ghana, Australia, and the Americas. But it's not great. And then here, this was an interesting one. We had fourth quarter unemployment numbers come out last week as well. Did you talk about that last week?
No, don't get panicky now.
Kind of wondering what else I can pull out of my hat. So normally what happens with unemployment or with employment or a bit of economic growth in the fourth quarter, obviously, because it has Black Friday, Cyber Tuesday, Christmas, holiday shopping, is that we generally see an uptick in the general economy and a seasonal uptick in employment. But for the first time in 12 years, in the fourth quarter of last year, it was unchanged. So that was a bit disappointing. So obviously the retailers saying, you know, we're just not sure what to expect, and so we're not going to employ people. Unemployment rate now unchanged at 38.7%.
Not
it's
good
horrible,
at
right? That
all.
Is just awful.
Yeah.
And I don't think it's going to get better because Eskom have started offering managers voluntary severance packages as well. They've allocated a budget of 400 million rand to this plan.
Sure. Mm-hmm. I'd like a piece of that. Can I go and resign from Eskom? Oh, I'd have to work there.
And you would have had to be non-core, so maybe you can.
Maybe I just say I was there and they'll probably believe me because their books is such a mess.
So they're offering it to managers in non-core positions and anyone between the ages of 60 and 62 years old. I think their pension age is 63, must be, because if they're offering it to 60 to 62.
All right.
And then in the retail space, we saw Spar come out with... It wasn't a great number, but considering the environment, I thought they held up relatively well. Group sales was up 5.4% to 39.79 billion rand. South African sales was up 4.9%. And what was funny was that Tops, the alcohol outlet of Spar, didn't do that well. And I always think that alcohol is quite resilient, you know, like people drink when things are good, people drink when things are bad.
Right.
But it didn't seem that way with Spar.
Uh-oh.
Tiger Brands also put out a trading statement saying that they're expecting earnings to be down between 29 and 36% this year. I mean, that is just an absolute shocker.
Terrible.
So the market, this is funny, because the market have been expecting growth of 12%. That's not good. I think we'll see lots of downgrades coming from what we call the sell side, like the banks who put out research. We're the buy side asset managers. We buy, in inverted commas, their research, and then the sell side. And then Tongaat Hulett. Not such a sweet story. They started trade. I know, terrible. They start. I think I might have used that 2 weeks ago.
Probably.
As well.
People are going to start getting complaints.
That was so slow.
You can do better.
I can do better. You're right.
Didn't they just sell off a whole bunch of property?
That's right. Yeah. So they've just started trading because, you know, they got suspended. The share got suspended. They started trading 2 weeks ago. And they're now deciding that they want to strengthen their balance sheet and reduce their 13 billion rand debt pile. So not only are they selling not so much property, but assets. not only property, also kind of starch and sugar assets.
Yeah.
To the tune of 8 billion rand. And they potentially have to do a capital raise, which is going to be terrible for the share. I mean, can you imagine going to shareholders and saying,
We'd like you to invest some more.
Yes, exactly. So you've thrown some good money after bad. Can you throw some more good money our way, please?
Come and buy some more of our shit shares.
Yeah. And then lastly, Italtel, good old Steady Eddie.
Yes.
I mean, that was just, you know, and sometimes that's what we need. For them, trading profit rose 6%, which is not great, but it's okay. We'll take it. First half of the year, adjusted headline earnings per share was up 7%. And the only kind of standout on this trading statement for me was that they were saying that the local kind of retail market was looking very slow. And one of the things that we'd noticed in the past was that because people were not buying new homes or building new homes, is that they were fixing up the home that they lived in. So they would go and put in a new kitchen or a new bathroom because it was cheaper than moving out and buying a whole new place or renovating. And Italtel now saying that they're seeing a decline in that sort of retail market. And I'm guessing, they didn't specify, but I'm guessing it's in their ceramic industries brand, because Italtel is very much the upper market brand.
Yes.
And then ceramic industries kind of middle market, if you like.
They're a great company, though.
Fantastic company. Very kind of just
well-run. They seem to have customers that are coming back, new customers all the time. As you say, steady growth.
Yeah. And they're the guys that... seven, eight, maybe even 9 years ago, lost their whole management team in that helicopter crash.
Yeah.
But they seem to bounce back.
Very good. Okay.
Thank you very much,
Anthea. We will see you next week. I have a question for you, by the way. You know how people always throw these in at the last minute? And this morning someone had planned. They said, please ask this to Anthea. Let me just find it quickly. Anthea, I'm sorry, but there's always a backlog of these things.
Okay, no problem.
Do you also want to ask Sia about
when your bank account is in...
Oh, well, no, it was just the conversation you and I were having last week about how you weren't surprised that the average South African has about 5 days of a positive bank account.
Yeah, on average, South African consumers are absolutely struggling. So what was the number you threw out at me, that there's 5 days of a positive bank account?
Now, yeah, I don't, it was 15 and now it's gone down to five. Yeah,
I don't work in retail banking, so I don't know the exact numbers, but I absolutely believe it.
Mm. Well, here's your question. What is happening with the multi-choice share price? It seems to be dropping so much. What could the reason be?
Oh, there's so many reasons. So first of all, it was spun out, of course. But I think the competition from Netflix, Showmax, and all the other streaming operations is really having an impact on multi-choice.
I think when it was spun out, it had some of the NASPAS shine on it still.
Yeah.
But now people are starting to look at the underlying assets, and they're going, this is actually not a really good business to be investing in.
Absolutely. That's
and
exactly
they were a bit of an anchor dragging NASPAS, right?
That's right. That,
not profitable.
Well, not really. So the one thing about MultiChoice was that they were really actually a very good cash generator previously. And they seem to just not have that kind of strength of cash flow as they did before.
That's because the media business has changed.
And the media, but media is changing, right? And I of course, in a more difficult economy, people are actually downgrading packages. So, of course, that's going to impact revenue.
And then Andre, not content with that, has another question. Will Cell C make it?
Very good question, Andre. Very good question. Oh. You're
not going to guess. What happens if they...
I really don't want to foresee their doom, but it's a tough one. Like, things are tough there.
You wouldn't be buying in that area, would you?
No.
Anthea looks at me like I've just said the stupidest thing in the universe. Like, you fucking idiot. No. Obvious.
Okay, scratch that off the list.
All right, very nice. Thank you so much, Anthea. That's a look at your money.
Cliffcentral.com.